2012. Let Teddy win the game. Washington Nationals 3, Cincinnati Reds 2 in 10 innings. Nationals Park, Washington, D.C. Attendance was 40,907 on Thursday, April 12, 2012. The weather, 50s and cloudy. Hall of Famers? None as of March 2022, but maybe Reds first baseman Joey Votto, who will be eligible 5 years after retirement. Game highlights. Closer Brad Lidge was hoping to do the same thing on opening day 2012 at Nationals Park that he had done here in 2009, earn the save for his team. The difference? In 2009, he was able to close out the 9-8 win for his Philadelphia Phillies. This day, Lidge blew the chance to finish off the Reds for his new team, the Washington Nationals, giving up 2 runs in the 9th to send the game to extra innings. The 2-time All-Star had signed a 1-year, $1 million contract during the offseason, but would appear in only 11 games before being released by Washington. The Nationals manufactured a run in the bottom of the 10th to win. Ryan Zimmerman rounded the bases after being hit by a pitch, moved along by a Jason Worth single, a groundout, and a wild pitch. Starter Gio Gonzalez was impressive in his Nationals debut, shutting out the Reds for 7 innings. Acquired in an offseason trade with the Oakland Athletics, Gonzalez would team with Jordan Zimmerman and a healthy Steven Strasburg to anchor a pitching staff with the National League's lowest ERA, leading Washington to the best record in baseball and the city's first postseason appearance since 1933. The story. The race for U.S. president was in full gear in the spring of 2012, with Mitt Romney closing in on the Republican nomination to challenge Barack Obama. And even though Obama chose to become the first incumbent president in more than 30 years to not participate in an opening day first pitch ceremony during his reelection campaign, full attention was paid to 4 former presidents who were in attendance this day at Nationals Park. It marked the beginning of a season-long storyline that would play out in the national media unlike any other race of its kind. In the middle of the 4th inning, the racing presidents, larger-than-life caricatures of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt, George, Tom, Abe, and Teddy, emerged from an opening in the center field wall as they had done during every Nationals home game since their debut midway through the 2006 season. Just as the fans hoped today might mark the beginning of the first ever winning season for their Washington Nationals, so too were they hoping for a first ever win for their favorite former president. With chants of "Teddy, Teddy" ringing throughout Nationals Park, the 26th president began the race this day, rumbling across the warning track toward the left field foul pole. The other 3 had tripped at the starting line, victims of Teddy's pre-race chicanery. He had exploited the trio's afternoon nap time and tied their shoelaces together. Unfortunately for Teddy, a resourceful and determined Tom was able to slip off his shoes, catch up with his rival, and sprint barefoot across the finish line to eke out the win. The victory was the 135th of Tom's career. Teddy's record dropped to 0-453. While more than a dozen ballparks around the major league staged some sort of character race during games, Washington's president race tops the list in terms of creative storylines, sponsor integration, and national media acclaim. Although the races started in 2006, fans were able to track Teddy's progress, or lack of it, starting in 2008 via Nationals season ticket holder Scott Abelman's cleverly crafted blog, Let Teddy Win. Abelman has chronicled almost every race, well over 1,000, and roster expansion since 2006, and his blog is a treasure trove of videos, masterfully written summaries, media coverage, standings, and records. 3 times between 2013 and 16, the original 4 competitors welcomed another past occupant of the Oval Office to join the fun. William Howard Taft, the first president to throw out the first pitch on opening day in 2013, Calvin Coolidge in 2015, and Herbert Hoover in 2016. But Bill, Cal, and Herb have since retired to Florida. where they enjoy spring training games. The Rushmores continue on in Washington. However, 2012 was a year like no other for the racing presidents, especially Teddy and Abelman. As Teddy's losing streak neared 500, the national media was whipped into a frenzy. The baseball world had not been this excited about a losing streak since the Baltimore Orioles opened the 1988 season by dropping 21 straight. By August, stoked in part by Abelman's entertaining blog posts, some of the most famous and powerful voices in sports and government took notice of Teddy's circumstance. As Washington was closing in on its first ever NL East Division title, the Let Teddy Win movement was generating unprecedented support and media attention. Abelman fielded dozens of calls from virtually every major media outlet in the country. His expertise and insights on the topic were unparalleled. In an ESPN special E60 finale, Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Ride, producers compiled seven of the most hilarious minutes of deadpan humor you will ever see. Narrated in dramatic fashion by acclaimed documentarian Ken Burns, the piece features a compelling conspiracy theory from Abelman and impassioned insights from people devoted to the legacy of the former president, including his great-grandson Winthrop Roosevelt and Senator John McCain. The Arizona Republican even called for a congressional investigation, which prompted a response from the Obama administration. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, who generally struggled finding things on which the president and his opponent in the 2008 election could agree, was quick to acknowledge, quote, "Senator McCain gave an important interview the other day, and I think it's an indication that there's still a possibility of bipartisanship, bipartisan cooperation, and agreement." He reaffirmed McCain's assertion that Teddy's losing streak was an outrage. "I agree with Senator McCain," Carney continued. "I'm comfortable saying my boss agrees with Senator McCain." On October 3, 2012, history was made. On the season's final day, both the Nationals and Teddy celebrated historic wins. For Washington, their 5-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies was their 98th of the season, a franchise record, and tops in the major leagues. For Teddy, with an assist from a fake Philly fanatic who took out Teddy's rivals near the right field foul pole, it was his elusive first victory. The longest losing streak in sports history was finally over. For the box score, play-by-play, and links to Abelman's blog and that hilarious ESPN piece, visit openingday5050.com.